Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the town of Bucha outside Kyiv after images showing civilian bodies strewn in the streets sparked international condemnation. And I'll ask for your discernment on the following discussion. Wearing body armor and surrounded by military personnel, Zelensky spoke on national television where he said it was very difficult for Ukraine to negotiate with Russia following the atrocities carried out by Russian forces in Bucha. A parliamentary delegation of leaders of the political parties also visited the town today. Leader of the Voice Party, Kira Rudik, was there and she joins me on the line now. Kira, you're very welcome to the programme. Are you still in Bucha?
Hello, no, I'm back. Thank you so much for having me. I'm back to Kyiv.
You're very welcome indeed. The world has been shocked by the images we've seen in Bucha. Can you describe to me what you saw?
It's hard to describe these things. We have seen the mass grave of 300 people. It's the most amount of dead bodies that I have seen in my life. We have seen houses and buildings destroyed to the ground. We have seen women who were raped and then tried to be burned. We have seen dead children who died of pneumonia. And so they are not considered victims of war, but they were sitting for 39 days in the basement, hiding from the Russian soldiers. I have seen bodies that were ran over with the tanks over and over. And I have seen dead bodies with their hands tied behind their backs before they were killed. We have seen families killed together and separate bodies. And I don't know, and I don't understand one thing, like why. They were not armed. They did not attack Russians. They did not come over and like offend them. In any case, they were sitting in their basements hoping that it will all go over, and it did not. You know, at the very beginning, when we were talking to people who came in for humanitarian aid, and we were obviously giving it to them and talking and asking them questions. So they said that at the very beginning, they thought that hanging white flags and writing the Red Cross on your car, if you are carrying a wounded, that will make them stop shooting. And it's only like after 5 or 6 days when everybody realized that the worst thing that you can write or worst thing that you can say is, oh, we have children here, or oh, we have women here, don't touch us. And the worst thing that I have seen today probably was the house destroyed to the ground. It was burned, destroyed, and like I think a couple of missiles went into it. But the fence was intact for some reason. And on the fence, there was this piece of paper who somebody wrote with a black marker in it and then put this piece of paper into a plastic file and then very accurately put it onto the fence. This piece of paper said, "We are peaceful people." It didn't help. And the people who wrote that are gone right now. But they really did hope that it would help, because they were indeed peaceful people. And this is something that I cannot get into my mind still, why this happened, why this massacre, why this genocide of my people, why it happened in the peaceful, in outskirts of the city. It's honestly like it's a place where you would, in a normal life, you would dream to go there when you turn 35 and decide to settle down. Have like a small condo or something and a backyard. And now it is all Armageddon. And now it is all destroyed. It's like the movies that you have seen from the World War II, but it is worse because you can touch it.
And how are the people who are remaining there, Kira?
They are asking like what's going to happen next. They are asking why so long? Why did it take us so long to liberate them? They were asking, like, what would happen with the people who were doing these crimes to them? And I only have one answer. One answer is that we will have a list, and we already putting together a list of soldiers who are there in Bucha and Irpin, and we will be making sure that they will get their justice. That we are coming there to watch what's happening, because we see right now so many countries or so many Russian journalists saying it did not happen. So I want to look at this darkness and be able to tell you that it indeed happened. It is happening. And every single minute right now, I want to remember that every single minute right now, when there are so many world leaders who are saying, yeah, there are two sides of each story, or yeah, we will continue buying Russian gas and oil and condemning Russia, of course, I want to say, like, this is happening because you do not give us the weapon that we need. This happens because you continue buying Russian gas and oil and saying, yeah, well, dollar here, dollar there. These are dollars that are specifically paid for people being killed like that right now in the middle of Europe. And every single moment that, like, somebody wants, like, to say something, I will remember, like, what I have seen today, what I have seen yesterday. And this is something that one cannot forget ever.
And you have seen a lot since the start of this invasion, Kira. You and your fellow countrymen and women have witnessed an awful lot of suffering. But do you think what you saw in Bucha was a line in the sand?
Look, for us, the line in the sand, like, was a while ago. I do really hope that it will become a line in the sand for people whom we are begging to help us. That we will finally get the weapons that we need to find them back. That it will be a line in the sand for the United Nations, for the world leaders, for whom that will be a call for action. Look, it's 39 days. All the decisions that should have been made, they should have been already made. Mm-hmm. And you know, when we are right now talking, there is still part of my country that is occupied. There are still these crimes that we don't know about. They are being committed right now. We will see more. You know what we will see when we get to Mariupol? I'm sure that we will see something even more horrendous than this. And again, this is happening right now.
And yet we're told by Western countries within the European Union, that they can't stop buying Russian oil and gas at the moment. What do you say to those countries?
That at some point, Russian army will come to your countries. We know that from 100 years ago. We know exactly what happens with tyrants and maniacs like Hitler, like Putin right now. We are able to stop him right now in Ukraine, and we are asking for help. We are not receiving this help. We are getting humanitarian aid and supplies, which is enough to keep you alive, but not enough to win the war. And every single dollar that is spent right now on Russian products is the dollar that is directly being paid to barbarians and orcs who are coming and killing innocent women and children here. And will continue to do that because he is allowed to do that. Because he has money, because countries say, oh yeah, we cannot. So then you will have to watch what's happening in Ukraine. And you will have to take responsibility for that, because now it is the responsibility of everybody who was hoping that in 39 days it will all go away, and everybody who was hoping that they will silently continue buying Russian gas and oil and there will be no consequences. These are the consequences.
Kira, your president Zelensky will address the Irish Parliament on Wednesday, and I'm sure he'll have a very strong message for the Irish Parliament and the world when we listen on Wednesday, as he's been doing to various parliaments worldwide. Can I ask you, though, before we finish speaking this evening, based on what you saw in Bucha, sometimes it's effective to leave people with one image. Can you leave us with one image that will be perhaps scarred on your mind forever, based on what you saw in Bucha? What would that be?
that would be a totally destroyed car with dead children inside who are trying to escape. So they were two kids holding two white flags on both sides. This is how they were killed. They probably read the books where it was said that if you're hanging the white flags, like pirates, you know, that nothing will happen to you. It turns out these rules don't work.
Kira Rudik, Ukrainian MP, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.